Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Sarah. We're here at the Geekery, and we're honored to be here with comedian Glenn Foster. How's it going?
I am honored to be here as well.
We just saw your set, my first time ever seeing
it. It was such a fun time. It was such a fun, because, you know, as I say in my show, you never know what you're going to walk into, right?
Yeah.
And physically, this place probably isn't the best for a show, but it was great. It was just so great, you know?
Yeah, the acoustics are great. Yeah. The opening comedians are great.
I was a little concerned with the gazebo that I was performing.
Right.
Because I thought that it's going to be too high for people to see my head, but then it turns out that if you're sitting down, you can see my head.
So
you really need to see my head. If you're going to see, if you're going to enjoy my comedy, seeing my head is probably helpful.
Definitely. And you were saying you just celebrated 30 years in the business. So
30 years professionally.
Oh, okay.
30 years without a day job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
nice.
How I go by. 30
cool.
years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sending out the resume on Monday, though. It's been a rough few weeks.
We had a few questions for you. And,
what? Yeah. I wasn't told there'd be questions. Who the hell?
What do you got, Sarah?
I just want to know how you come up with the material for each of your sets and your shows and to keep it fresh and in perspective with everything. How do you come up with the material?
I wish I knew, because I'd come up with more of it. No, I don't know. I guess it's just I walk around surf the net or whatever, and I absorb, right? And then things kind of percolate in my brain, and then one day I'll just have an odd thought about something, and I'll go, oh, yeah, all right, I should write that down, you know? But is there a process? There is a process, I suppose, and there's lots of processes that people can follow, but I don't think it doesn't seem very organic to me.
Right.
Like, I'd rather have something I'd rather, in the middle of the day, just laugh at something stupid and go, yeah, I gotta say that on stage, you know, rather than sit down and go, I'm going to write a joke about Justin Trudeau, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Some of the jokes were stuff we've actually had conversations about, like your joke about the classic rock musicians saying they play new songs.
Yeah.
I was a little angry with that tonight for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not normally that. It's a bit I'm playing with. Yeah.
No, I've been there. I've been to shows like that.
Yeah, so. Everyone has.
Yeah.
I went to see Iron Maiden once, and they played their entire new album and maybe three songs that anyone knew, right? And I love Iron Maiden, and it was a great album, but I just bought it, just listened to it, so it wasn't like the reason and I paid that money for a ticket.
Yeah.
Right? So I love Iron Maiden, so now I'm really dating myself here on the old podcast.
Oh, that's okay.
He's like Skeletor, you geeks. Iron is Eddie. Eddie, like, from...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so getting into stand-up comedy and everything, who did you look up to in comedy?
In the early days?
Yeah.
The first the first person I ever heard do comedy was Bill Cosby. And I fell asleep. I don't... Ow.
See what you did there.
No.
That was awesome.
But it's true. It's true. The first person, the first bit I ever heard, and it was my pastor at a church, a Lutheran church, my pastor, who was a very modern pastor, who looked like Jesus, in fact. Yeah, he had the long hair and the flowing robes and the whole trip. White, you know, like Jesus.
Yeah.
And anyway, the first thing he played for us was Noah and the Ark. It's like an ancient Bill Cosby bit, and I still remember bits of it.
Bit.
Yeah,
cubits.
Like, cubit. What's a cubit? Right. Yeah, and so that was the first stuff. And then after that, the first stuff I heard was like Woody Allen, Bob Newhart, a lot of Bob Newhart, all really, really thinky guys, you know, really clever, written. And then later on, guys like Carlin, of course.
Oh, definitely.
Right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
But in the early days, Monty Python and you know, these kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that would be my my earliest is Steve Martin. Although really, you can't. What I do is not Steve Martin-ish. Maybe a couple things that are kind of off the weird scale, but it's hard. That's the hardest material to do. Stuff that's just completely out there.
Yeah.
You know, like the my best example would be the God thing or the aerodynamics or the.
So how did the title That Canadian Guy come about?
Everyone thinks it's like a patriotic thing, like hockey and beer and donuts, and it's not. It's more about the anonymity of Canadian showbiz, right? Where you'll watch a TV Canadian show or a movie or something, and if you're talking about it the next day, oh, who was in it? Oh, you know, that Canadian guy. Right? So that's sort of where it came from, and then partially too, I was touring England at one point, and I heard a lot of that Canadian guy. He was funny. I said, "Oh, okay, well maybe there's something." And then I got the website and did the special called That Canadian Guy, and that's where people still mostly know me from, is that special I did in the year 2000.
I watched that one
before the world went to shit. The last good comedy special before the world went to shit. You should see the one from 94 or from 2000. Well, anyway. It did. Our biggest worry back then was, I might have to get a new computer next year.
Yeah.
Yep. Since then, poof, 1984 descends.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just, we are living in such crazy dystopian times.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it'll all get better soon.
What has been, do you have a most favorite or memorable place or venue that you've
right
performed
here tonight?
At?
I don't think I could see a better place.
Very cool.
No, I'd have to say some of the Just for Laughs shows.
Right.
Because you can't beat the feeling of 3,000 people in a room having a laugh at something you said.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite something.
Oh, that's cool.
So those are good memories to have.
Okay. We're in the geekery. Would you classify yourself as a geek?
I'm not even exactly sure what a geek is, but I'm into some geeky things. I mean, but I'm not really into anything, you know, like Lord of the Rings or.
Okay.
But I will say when Star Wars first came out,
right,
that was a game changer for so many. I mean, I was 17 when it came out.
Oh wow.
Okay. Luke Skywalker was 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and up until that point, science fiction movies were like a rocket on a string.
Yeah.
Right? And when that battle cruiser hit the screen in the first few minutes of that, that was like a life-changing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to immediately go back the next week and see, when you said the only way to see a movie again was you had to pay again and go to see the movie again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just such an incredible movie. And you know, all day long you're lightsabering and you know what I mean? You just walk out of there like, oh man, that is just the most, you know, because especially if you're of age when, you know, you can identify with the character kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because my father had just joined forces with the Emperor at that time. Oh, right. I've got some questions.
Oh, jeez.
Who's in charge of this, Rinky Dink?
What do you got coming up next? Where are you going to be appearing next?
I have a Valentine's Day show, actually, at a place called the Black Bull in Burlington, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
They have a lovely little back room, and we're going to do a show there. It'll be sort of like this show, I guess, with different people on it. But, it's called An Evening for Comedy Lovers. And it's on Valentine's Day because the next day is a holiday, right?
Yeah.
It's a family day.
Yes.
So rubbing it in for the single people all weekend.
Uh-huh, suckers.
Very nice.
Valentine's Day and family day.
I will ask you this. Sometimes on the show we do a segment called the Geek Survey.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you one question on that, if I can. If there was going to be a movie made about your life and...
Who would play?
Yeah, who would play? Who would you want to play
it? Oh, jeez. I don't even know. I don't even know if my life would make that interesting a movie. I mean, my act is interesting. I don't know if my life necessarily is.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Wow, that got really unfunny. Thanks for closing on that.
Oh, jeez.
That's a real downer. I'd edit that if I were you.
Where can people go to check you out on social media?
ThatCanadianGuy.com is where we're, and join the mailing list because it, you know, it's easy enough to like a page or whatever, but if you join the list, and I'm doing one of these little shows somewhere, because I'm doing a lot more of these little shows because they're so much fun. Right, and it's just it's the way comedy should be seen, in a small room with drinks and you know, I mean, it's I want to do more of it. So if you want to know where those are going to be, you have to join the mailing list at thatcanadianguy.com, or you could follow me at Foster Funny. But everything pretty much is, you know, YouTube clips and everything. Oh, and if you join the mailing list, you will get access to clips that you do not normally. I don't know why I'm looking at this microphone. Oh, is that one the camera? Is one of these, well, you kids today with your technology. Yeah, so that thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming down to the Geekery.
Oh, it was
great meeting you. Great show, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.